So I have some just brief remarks on behalf of the Thomistic Institute, which is based in Washington, D.C. I'd like to thank Adrian Vermeule of the Law School at Harvard for making this event possible, along with the graduate members of the Thomistic Institute chapter here at Harvard who organized this event with us. By the measure of interest of the people who registered, and this is just a fraction of those who managed to make it in this weather, I would say that we've managed to touch a nerve by choosing the subject matter that we did. So we find ourselves here to discuss the prospects of Christianity in a world of political liberalism, and we are conveniently and perhaps suggestively nestled in the building that is designated at Harvard for the fossils. They can, of course, designate something outdated and extinct, but they can also signify that which evolves and survives, and even so as to outlive their competitors. And Christianity has indeed outlived many of its political opponents, or those who did not understand it. And afterwards, we have a reception after this, and if you can, you can find the fossil area with the Soviet communism section, and we hope the secular liberalism takes note. Dominicans can take some consolation in the fact that their own 800-year-old motto, Veritas, has found a place even in the centers of modern secular learning and political culture. That is our original motto. We're still waiting for that reimbursement from the Harvard Endowment for the breach of copyright law. But it is Veritas, in all seriousness, that binds us together here these days, religionists and secularists, Christians and non-Christians, and really just whoever is human, because truth is for all comers, and we gather in friendship this 2 days to pursue the truth with great thanks to Harvard University for hosting us, and to all of you for kindly choosing to attend.